When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to Bitware Crypto. My name is Ben. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Loyal, the Loyal token. We're also going to be talking about what it is, what it represents, why I decided to join the team, and like basically an advisory consultancy role to kind of help Ben.eth along. And at the end of the video, we're going to talk about why Bitcoin holders should be excited. And I'm telling you, people that sold out, they are going to regret it big time. Okay. So first, let's start here. What is Loyal? Well, it's a token, right? So if you look across the world, a lot of platforms have their own coins. You have obviously Binance with Binance Coin. You have Blur with Blur token. You have Uniswap with the Uniswap token. Loyal is the token for a new decentralized exchange plus meme coin launchpad. I'm going to talk about that too, what that means, by Ben.eth. Now, of course, like I said, I decided to join the team. I told him no a zillion times. At first, I didn't want to do it. When I heard the upside of what this can be and what this can do, and at the end of the video, like I said, I'm going to talk about what this means for Bitcoin holders, it was just too big of an opportunity. So what happens is Friday, I tweet out that I'm looking into doing my own swap site. Why? Because Uniswap took us down. They took us down. They then eventually, when we basically threatened them, told them we were going to totally turn our backs on them, they put out a gray placeholder that just said Ben in it instead of the logo, because it was the old logo that a copyright takedown, which is why they did it. Whew, man. Bitcoin holders, especially here in the United States, or potential people who would buy it, couldn't even find it anywhere anymore. It was gone. Now, some people knew you could go to some deep exchange, you do it on the Coinbase wallet. There are a few places where you could still do it, but we lost out on probably 25 to 50% of the volume that we would have had last week. And if you remember, the volume drives our initiatives. So that's very important, okay? So I tweet out, I'm looking to do my own because I'm tired of being censored. I'm tired of being censored. That's not the spirit of decentralization. With this new exchange that we're doing, that Ben is doing, we are going to represent the ideals of true decentralization. It's time people stand up and say, we're not going to cave in to VC backers anymore. We are going to, as a crypto community, say, we want crypto ideals. We don't want everybody assuming, because Gary Gensler said so, that everything's a security. It's so funny how people in this world, in this community, have started talking the same talking points Gary Gensler has. Ben launches a token and everybody says, oh, he's going to prison. Why do you say that? Because you're putting credibility to what Gary Gensler, who Congress already said is running on his own, is saying. So we need to stand up and we need to have people and protocols that will stand up for the true ideas of decentralization. So what happens is I put that tweet out. Literally a few minutes later, I get a message from Ben. And he says, hey, he'd already tweeted out he was doing this third token. Of course, my thought was, oh, what the fuck, third token? God, Ben, come on. So I'd already tweeted that or had that thought. And he says, well, the new token is a decentralized exchange. It's not a meme coin. It's not a meme coin. And I'll let Ben at some point talk more about exactly how the Loyal token is going to work with that platform. But it's going to have a lot of use case, So the whole thing is the exchange is going to be called PsyDex, PSYDEX. Now, it's not up yet, so don't go looking for it. It will be relatively soon. It'll be coming out. It's going to be coming out tomorrow. Probably not this week. But relatively soon, it is going to be launching, okay? Now, the Loyal token should be live tomorrow morning. What time is that? Well, it just depends on when Ben gets up, I guess. I'm not sure. But it will be live tomorrow. So the token will be available for trading on the secondary market that quickly. the actual platform, while it's pretty, he sent me screenshots of it when he said he was doing this. He was already deep into the development of this. This is not something he decided to do based on the units. He'd been working on this for weeks. And so I saw it in my first, I was like, I don't want to work with him again. I just bought a coin from him. I want to move on. Do my own thing with Bencoin. But you know what? I started thinking, number one, how tired I am of censorship. How tired I am of these people caving in at the first second and just, you know, somebody can just message Uniswap and say, you know, be careful. We don't like that BitBoy crypto. You know, we're part of your backers. You just take that coin off there. The whole point of decentralization is to prevent that. So to me, the opportunity to step in and do something big like this, I can't let it go by. It solves the problem. Talk to anybody. They will tell you Uniswap is not the same as it used to be. And this is not about me throwing shade on Uniswap. They're not the only one that's like this. This is about starting something new that represent the ideals of crypto. There will also be a meme coin launchpad. Now, you guys know I'm not the biggest fan of memes. It's kind of like gambling. So yeah, such. You gotta check out our partner Stake. You thought you were getting an announcement video without talking about Stake? No, not happening. We are working to try to get Ben on Bitcoin on Stake, of course, as you know. Hopefully it'll happen. No promises, no guarantees there. Might take a while to get done. You know, we need a little bit more time to establish ourselves as credible, probably before that goes on, but I'm hoping that's going to be very soon. So, you know, you guys check that out. You guys can go to bitboycrypto.com/stake and you can pick which side of the screen you belong to, whether you are in the US or you are international, and you can go to your, you know, your destination, if you will. So thank you to Stake. Now, this meme coin launchpad, what's a big problem in the meme coin community? Why is it so dangerous? Why is it like gambling? Well, it's like gambling because price go up and there's nothing to keep it up because there's no adoption. There's no utility. It's only can a community hype it up enough. So what does this mean? Well, people take advantage of that all the time and create what we know as rug pulls. This is where everybody pulls the liquidity from a meme coin. Now, this is another big problem that's solvable, but no one has cared to solve it. Another reason why I decided to do this, to help with this. Guys, Ben is creating an unruggable meme coin launchpad. What does that mean? Well, I'll let him explain it a little bit better in his own words, but in, like, from reading what he sent me, from talking about it, this is how I see it going. It's going to be a crowdfunding site for meme coins. You want to launch a meme coin? Your district, you're able to do it. You can head on over there and you can get it set up. But through the crowdfunding, a percentage of all the money is going into a pool that's going to be locked liquidity. You won't be able to launch a meme coin without locked liquidity on the site. Think about how big that is. Now, it's a meme coin launch pad, but you can certainly launch a utility token the same way, really, if you think about it, through this. You know what kind of utility it can have, you know, maybe something. But it's unruggable. The liquidity is locked as it comes in. Nobody has access to that. They can't pull the liquidity. So it's another huge opportunity. Can't believe nobody's done this yet, right? So that is what is going to be happening with Sidex, okay? Now, let's talk about Bencoin. Well, it was a tough negotiation between me and Ben. It was never about money. I could have asked for any amount of money I wanted and he would have said, okay. I don't care about that. I didn't, when he said how much he was going to, you know, basically what kind of percentage I was going to get, like, okay, whatever. Like, we're talking about a pretty big difference between two numbers he threw out. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I'm not doing that for the coins or the tokens because if I sell them, I get killed anyways. So why does it matter? Right? That's not my play here. My play is not about the tokens, themselves. It's about what this can do for Bencoin. And I've been trying to tell the Bencoin holders this the whole time. Guys, this is what I worked out. We are going to drop 25% of the liquidity pool profits, 25% of the loyal. It'll be loyal token. So we're going to drop 25% of that. We'll probably do it weekly based on the volume. We're talking about a considerable amount of money overall. We'll have to see exactly how it works out in terms of how much rewards somebody gets. But 25% is a big number. Like, that's a lot of money every single day split between the Bencoin holders. Now, also, a lot of people know, like we've talked about before, I own a pretty good bit of the, I think probably about 6% of the supply, five or six, I don't know exactly what the number is. It's around like 30 trillion coin, 38 trillion coins. I'll tell you, I don't even know. We're going to blacklist my own address. So we're not going to receive those rewards. We're going to blacklist some of the other large holders that we know. So they don't get these extra rewards. Like, that's not the point of this, is for me to get rewards. It's to reward the community, loyalty, sticking with us. So we're going to look at what that 25% looks like over this first week. I mean, we don't really have a place to stake it right now. And I don't necessarily know if I want people staking. We may just do it based on the percentage of the supply that you have. And obviously, we're not going to be sending this to centralized exchanges. So if you have it on a centralized exchange, you're not going to receive the airdrop. They won't allow it. So you've got to have them in a wallet that you own, an Ethereum wallet, in order to basically get those rewards. And of course, nobody knew when you bought Bencoin initially that this was going to be something we were going to do. So it's not expected. This is something I'm doing out of the goodness of my heart because I want to reward Bencoin holders. Now, that's not all we're doing, though. Not only are Bencoin holders getting 25% of all of the rewards, the 50% of the rewards that are loyal token, but also we're going to take 25% of the overall profits in ETH. Well, guys, you understand, a pool's got two sides, okay? It's getting ETH and it's getting a loyal in this case. So what I'm saying is half of each of those pools are going to Bencoin. 25%, all of the loyal is getting airdropped. The Ethereum is going to be used for our initiative, for our community initiatives. We're going to be able to go further, faster. If this works out like I think it will, I mean, guys, we could be talking about Super Bowl commercials this year. We could be talking about stadium naming rights. We could be talking about patches on NBA player jerseys, okay? We're talking big leagues, big money, big sponsorships. Is the Bencoin Collective works to push crypto adoption, right? Like, we want overall crypto adoption. Bencoin's a player in that. So because this negotiation with Ben, I was able to work out the deal. And of course, the liquidity is probably not the first week because it takes a little bit of time, but we're gonna be moving it to Unicrypt. I haven't talked to Unicrypt about this. Ooh, the Bencoin liquidity is gonna be locked there probably this week. But not all of the liquidity, you learn about Unicrypt, they've got some creative ways to basically help you make sure that the liquidity is safe. So this liquidity pool is hopefully by the end of this week also gonna be with Unicrypt. And so they'll get the rewards will get dispersed every week. I've got to figure out exactly what that looks like, how we're going to do that. It may take 2 weeks to get it set up, but the liquidity is going to be safe. Token holders are getting rewards in loyal token. Bencoin holders are getting rewards. And this is automatic every week. It's not just when I feel like doing it. And also, like I said, we are going to be funding part of our community initiatives as well. Our public awareness campaigns, our education campaigns, government regulation lobbying, the crypto news, making it unbiased. That's all stuff we're going to be working on and we're super excited to do. And in the end, I felt like it was a calculated risk on my part. As soon as the sale is finished tonight, it's going to go live tomorrow morning, by the way, like not 3 a.m. when the sale ends, like tomorrow morning, like tomorrow, like, who knows? So hopefully before lunch. Should be before lunch on the West Coast. I don't know if it will be before lunch. Sometime between morning, Like if you're on the East Coast, somewhere between probably 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., I would think, is whenever, you know, Ben takes care of it. But the sale's all Ben. So that's what we're going to be doing. And super excited about it. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And I think in the end, you guys are going to find out, I did this for the community. I didn't do this for me. If I was going to do it for me, I just would have asked for more coins. That's all I would have done. I would have asked for more coins. I would have asked for, you know, who knows how what kind of supply we've given me. I never asked him for that. He did offer, but I don't care about that. Like, that's good. That's not enough to make. He could have paid me $5 million, and I wouldn't have done it. The only thing that made me decide to do this is what this is going to do to help us through Bencoin push adoption. That's what it's about. So if you guys enjoyed this video, let me know what you guys think down below. Super excited about the whole thing. I hope this clears everything up. You guys know there was a little bit of an issue with Ben.eth's account getting hacked. We talked about it earlier today. He tweeted about it. So if you guys are interested in that, go look it up. That's not what this video is about. But if you need that reassurance, go watch what I said this morning. Go look what he tweeted. There is no fourth coin. Just saying that. And that's all I got. Be blessed. Be blessed.